Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yes, I know. It hasn't been a month since we talked to Ryan Jenkins, but it has been a month's worth of rainfall. And so we thought we would check in with our good friend farmer, Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, about how the impact of this rain is changing the way he's having to do business this year. Ryan, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing? The rain in the north end of Santa Rosa County and Escambia County was intense Sunday, Monday, and since. So how are your fields doing, and how are the crops doing?
You know, I'd rather it be wet than dry this time of the year, so it's kind of a weird blessing, I guess. But it caused us some problems. Sunday night into Monday morning, we got about 10 inches right here in our area in about 6 hours. So, you know, that's a lot of rain, a lot of water to deal with in one time. But one thing we did kind of have going for us, if you're going to have an event like that, is it was kind of dry. I mean, we had a little bit of moisture right on top, you know, but like the wet weather ponds and places like that that usually collect water, they were dry, so it gave it a place to go to. And don't get me wrong, there are still tons and tons of water around and deep water around, but, you know, I guess what I'm saying is it could have been a little worse. Even as bad as it was, it could have been a little bit worse, but the crops, if they were up, they did pretty good, unless they had water standing on them for more than 24 hours or so, then it starts kind of, you know, it'll kill the plant sometimes. But the seed that we had just planted, you know, I told you we finished planting on Friday of last week. So those seeds, you know, they're still iffy. I'm not sure that we're going to get a stand, and we might have to replant some of those last few fields that we planted.
So what percent, if you had to guess, and I know you're still probably unsure because you haven't been able to even get out into some of the fields, they're still so wet, but if you had to guess, what percentage of your fields are you going to have to replant? Or, I mean, I don't know if any of them might even be a total loss at this point, and it's too late in the season to replant, but you tell me.
We're pretty fortunate because, like I say, planting season had gone pretty good, and we had finished up. I'm going to say if we have to replant any because of the rain, you know, it might be 10 or 15% of the total acreage probably at the end of the day. You know, I know we're going to have to replant several acres because of deer damage. You know, I'd already told you that the other day, but you know, this just added a few more acres to it probably.
You know, is that kind of common for other farmers in the area as well? I mean, I know you represent yourself, but I know everybody talks to everybody up there, and you know what's going on. Is that kind of typical for folks that they might be looking at 10 to 15%?
That I would say so, yes.
Okay.
Probably that's going to be at the most.
Now, is that covered by insurance, or is that just a loss to y'all? How does that work out?
It's not covered by insurance. Our insurance is based on our yields at the end of the year. So, yes, this could have, you know, it could have been a roundabout way at the end to end up making us have an insurance claim because, you know, we try to plant these crops at the optimum planting window. We know when the best time of the year is to plant it to get our optimum yield year after year. So if we get outside of that window, especially on the late side, sometimes we can get in trouble because, you know, these crops take X number of days to grow and mature and become ready to harvest. And if it puts us too late in the fall and we happen to get an early freeze like in October, it's not in October, it can ruin our crop then and cause problems. Even though it's made and it's done well throughout the year, it just don't have the time it needs on the tail end to finish up and become ready to harvest. So that's the things we worry about there is the crop being late and it being an early freeze or early frost and causing problems.
Gotcha.
But there's no real insurance for it. The only thing that does help, I think people don't really understand how this works either. Like any of our seed that have technology in it, like GMO technology, for instance, they charge us, the companies charge us for the seed, but they also charge a technology fee on that to pay for the research and development and all that of the technology that's introduced into that seed. So what they'll typically do if we have to replant, and those costs are very expensive, you know, like just, this is round number, just say a bag of cottonseed costs $800, you know, like $700 of it could be technology fees, and the rest of it just be for the seed itself.
Wow.
So what they will do if we have to replant seed that has technology in it is they'll waive the technology fee for the replant.
Okay.
So we'll just have to pay for the cost of actual seed. So that part helps. I mean, it's not great, but it still helps a lot. You know, it gives us options. So I'm very thankful for that.
I'm guessing though, you don't get a discount on the diesel, and you don't get a discount on
oh,
the labor.
No, there's no discount. No discounts on anything else. It's premiums and all that.
Well, you know, obviously God thought that, you know, you were really missing out on having finished your planting early, and you just wanted to have a little bit more, and he wanted to make sure that you got what you needed, which was more planting time. So, you know, oh, man. Well,
he always knows best, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, Ryan, I just wanted to check in because we had this major weather event, and especially for you guys, I wanted to find out how you were doing because you and I had talked a little bit, and I appreciate the update, and I also appreciate you taking time out of your, you know, frustrating, but you know, as you always say, you love farming more than anything else. You're scheduled to share with our folks what's going on, man. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you again next month.
Absolutely. And I'm appreciative for all the concern. You know, I know that people have reached out asking, you know, how things went with all that. So I'm very thankful that I kind of feel like we have a little family out there that's listening to us. So I'm thankful for everybody that listens and pays attention to what we're doing, and I'm appreciative to you for having us on so often.
You have no, that is so true as well. So many people that love the segments we do with you and appreciate your community and us covering it. And you're exactly right. We got many, the reason I wanted to talk with you is because we had many people asking me, hey, how'd Ryan do in the rain? So Ryan, again, man, I appreciate you and your family, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day too to all the fathers.
Happy Father's Day indeed.